This is GQDN for Monday, October 30th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By patreon.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. In the checkout line, use the code QUEST to get 25% off of your purchase. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some esports stuff, including Team Spirit winning Dota 2, the International. We have a Sega error, and we got some Nintendo stuff. But we start today with an update from Xbox via The Verge. And what Xbox is going to do is they're going to start unauthorizing or start blocking the unauthorized Xbox controllers. Now, there was a message via warning that did take some notes to the accessories that were blocked after 2 weeks. And it says, quote, "From the moment you connect an authorized accessory and receive error code 0x82D6002, you'll have 2 weeks to use the accessory, after which time it will then be blocked from use with the console. Further quote, at that time, you'll receive error code 0x82D6003. We encourage you to contact the store or manufacturer where you obtained the accessory to get help with returning it. Now, there are some third-party Xbox controllers that has a sticker or a logo to it that says designed for Xbox. So, if they are part of that program, they are unaffected. Anything that is not affected by the program will be affected. Now we got the news out of the way. We can get to some good news. And that would mean Dota 2 the International has ended. And Team Spirit took home the trophy. And this was, in watching it myself, a clean sweep. It was very impressive watching this. In fact, Team Spirit did put themselves up on X and said, quote, "The Aegis of Champions." So, Team Spirit only dropped 2 games in the tournament, and that put them at 19 wins and 2 losses, which is a 90% win rate. And that was the highest win percentage in the International's history, that eclipsed the Alliance's 88.5%. and Navi's 90%. When I said 90% for Team Spirit, that's actually 90.5%. So they were very dominant indeed. In fact, at one point, Dota Plus did put them at 96% chance to win, and they were the ones to do it. That was very well done. That was very well done. And congratulations to Team Spirit. But there is more news within the esports corner, and that is the Guild Esports did raise about 1 million euros from an unnamed esports brand. So the Guild Esports did sign a subscription letter. This comes to us from esportsinsider.com. And it had an unnamed esports brand that would subscribe up to 200 million new shares. It would be raising about 1 million euros in the process. I'm not sure if it's euros or pounds. Well, anyway, it's pounds because it's UK. But the first segment was already subscribed to. The second segment was going to be today, October 30th, and the third segment will have a broader partnership between Guild Esports and the new investor. So, what could happen? Well, the Guild Board of Directors did say that both companies can work together and benefit with each other's business. In fact, Jasmine Sicky, sorry if I butchered the name, that's the CEO of Guild Esports, did say, quote, "The subscription marks a significant milestone in Guild's journey and paves the way for exciting opportunities ahead. There's an immense international appetite for esports, particularly in the MENA region, which is rapidly emerging as an esports hub. The investment is crucial for furthering our vision of becoming the leadership international esports and game-focused media brand, and Guild looks forward to deepening ties with complementary business." More or a little bit about business within esports. Esports Insider did say that Hector Rodriguez has now joined the Dallas Sidekicks. Now, he is the founder and CEO of North American Esports Optic Gaming. And he did work with, and he is, will now work with the Dallas Sidekicks to grow the brand. So now you have an esports head helping out some sports ball. Because that's an indoor football team, and they're competing in the Major Arena Soccer League. So he will join Eddie Nerea, formerly of the Dallas Mavericks basketball, in the ownership structure. And the new owners will drive the Sidekicks brand that's based in Dallas, because Optic Gaming is based in the same city. So we'll see what happens there. Let's get to Nintendo, because NintendoLife.com did say that, well, the designs are happening. In fact, the dual screen detachable device could be happening, really happening. So there are some more rumors with the new Switch. They've got louder and louder and louder and louder. Some of the designs were revealed, and that was done last November 11th, 2022. But it was shared on the 26th, and it did say that this is going to be a foldable device where you can separate the screen. We'll keep an eye on this, of course. Another thing that we're taking a look at is all of the downloads for Nintendo. That includes, here we go, Star Ocean Second Story R coming this week. Passion Dreamer, WarioWare, Move It. Yeah, we've seen that one. The Smurfs 2, Prisoner of the Greenstone. Jumanji Wild Adventures and DreamWorks All-Star Kart Racing. That's all retail. Digital, list is very long. So we'll just say Roller Coaster Tycoon Adventures Deluxe, White Fangs, Ninja or Die, Shadow of the Sun, Fusion Paradox, Silent Pause, Hidden Valley, and My Time at Sandrock, including more and more and more stuff. Now, if you're wondering about the sales, well, especially in the UK, for Nintendo, Super Mario Bros. Wonder took the top spot. Marvel Spider-Man 2 slipped to second place. And EA Sports FC 24 took third place. Metal Gear Solid Master Collection Volume 1 took fourth place. And Assassin's Creed Mirage took fifth place. And they're counting all the way down to 40. So go check that out at NintendoLife.com. Now, Sega and Yoko Taro had a game reset on their mobile game, and it is called 404 Game Reset. But the game will be shut down January 2024, just 9 months after it launched. The Era Game Reset was announced back in February 2023, and the game was released in April. In fact, here's what Sega did say, quote, "We have worked hard, everybody, to provide a better service for our players, but we have come to the conclusion that it'll be difficult to provide service which will satisfy players in the future." Well, you know, we're not shut down. We are Group Quest. We are at Dawnforge. This has been a Dawnforge production 2023. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.